chair in the Mandalay Hall every morning, there was Peter Cocker, Cocker's canon called Peter, one of Baba's pets. He would always come around with Baba. In fact, he would wait, look, aren't you coming, Baba? Aren't you coming? Come on, come on. And he would come. So we women wouldn't come over, but he would come along with Baba. Then by this big door of the Mandalay Hall, did you call it door? I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay?
Big door.
There would be two little brass bells on the floor by the side of it. The bigger one, if it was one, meant Baba's son named, go ahead. So the girl had to come over. But the little one was one, it was for money. I was called over. That meant Baba's calling me. Drop whatever I was doing and I'd come. Say it when the bell rang for Gohar. So one day, and I was putting my mind so much to this letter that had been written, because when the family letters, long before it was time to write them, when I would try and forget, when one family letter was done, I'd try and forget it. Oh, holiday now for 2 months. I won't even think of it, you know. But Baba wouldn't let me forget. Barely 20 days would go by, or a month would go by, and Baba would say, what, you're not writing the family letter? And I thought, just the Baba is not going to write now. I mean, I only just posted them, you know, a few days back to make copies. I see. 2 days later, haven't you heard the family letter? So anyway, I'll let before Baba asks again, I'll put some ideas together. Just as I'm sitting down. Now, one of the things that Peter did, apart from many, I mean, the pet stories would make most of themselves, but one of the things that Peter, the pet, did was snore. He could snore like a human being. Real, good, rich snore. So, when we were in Baba's room, and once when I was leading up to Baba, suddenly I heard a snore. And I was talking to what I was doing. Who could be surely not much? No, we're all looking about or listening to the story, and and there was Peter under the chair snoring. So that morning, when Baba called over, a little bell, when I came, it was to show me this Peter lying by his feet in front of the chair, in Baba's chair, you see, and snoring, sleeping. And whatever Baba had to do with the men was over. If a letter had to be given or something to be shown to Baba, it was over Peter. Look at him. So I laughed, you all laughed. I said, Baba, shall I take him away? Oh, Baba. And just as this person would say that, so I went at the summer, delightful time. 3 days later, Baba said again. Yeah. That happened. Baba says, see, that's true. Instead of true. So, 3 days later, Baba called me again. Same scene. It's as if the time had stopped on that day when Baba called me over. There was Peter, there was the Mandalay City. And Baba saying, look at him. But this time when I looked, he wasn't snoring. He was fast asleep. He was fast asleep and dreaming. And you know how in dream, they're excited. And Peter, anyway, when he would chase a squirrel, or chase a cat, he would get so excited that even when he was galloping, go, Peter. Nothing. So that day, when he was lying down fast asleep, and he was very excited, so excited that his ears, he was frowning, and his ears came over, you know, because he couldn't put his ears out. The frown made his ears almost cover his eye like Carol Lombard, you know, quite old. And he was, and his paws, were going, push. So I really got excitement in deep sleep. It was worth watching. Father's called me over because it's such fun. And then Father said something which came back later. Father said, sit with Peter. He thinks he's chasing some wild animal, or some wild animal is chasing him, or he's going up mountains, or running through desert. All is the Father saying that he's doing, but he's not real, is it? Prasad at my feet. He thinks he's going through all these hardships, you know, the mountains and through the deserts, and he's chasing wild animals running after him. Whereas all the time he's safe by somebody running. Now I've got his head in the door. And when I went back, he hit me. Just because something. What did he say? That is why Baba tells us don't worry. Because there is nothing to worry about. Even while we think we're going through all this, we are safe by somebody at his feet. Once we have caught hold of him, we are safe. These are chapters we are going through. When Baba tells us don't worry, he's not giving you advice like a doctor. Please not take this specific time, don't worry. No, he's telling us because he knows. He's telling us from the very authority of his being who he is. Because he knows. Supposing you know the end of the story. I know the end of the story. And you're reading that book. And some of the chapters in the screen are there. And while you're in that chapter, you go, and I said, "Come, don't worry. It's quite all right. I can't tell you the end of the story, but I can't tell you all right. It's just a chapter. Because I know. I've read it all. So he who knows tells us, don't worry. The being who he is, he also knows our human habit of worrying. We can't do without worrying. I don't think we'd be alive if we didn't worry. Worry away, what have you got yet? So he gives us a legitimate reason for worrying. And he gives it to us. Worry, he says. He says, if you must worry, then worry how to love more. There is no other worry.